We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in studio with me Paige Marshall-Bigler from Hastings Park and Recreation. Hello, great. Paige. How are you doing today?
Great to be here and great to be out and active in our community.
Well, from what I understand, you've been very active anyway behind the scenes, but I mentioned it that way because since the COVID outbreak began back in March, the Hastings Park and Recreation Department has basically been in shutdown as far as public-facing activities, but you have not been idle during all of that time. Tell me a little bit about what Parks and Rec has been like since the shutdown started.
Absolutely. As a department and as a city, we have had our doors closed to the public. However, we have remained all of our services almost to 100% for the general public. A lot of our services could be handled online via email, phone, rather than in person. And our buildings all have drop boxes as well, if that was a necessary means of communicating for paperwork. No matter what department you were trying to reach the city at, we were happy to still continue to provide the similar level of service, just not face-to-face. And we have been busy as a department as a whole, re-coordinating and modifying and adapting, creating waivers in a city-wide preparedness plan, as well as preparedness plans for our individual departments, events, leagues, and facilities.
What was the process like working with administration, say, putting together those COVID plans and coming up with the guidelines that you guys are using through the summer?
Our city administration as a whole and all of our management team really took the lead and spearheaded coordinating a very sound preparedness plan to make all of our city staff and residents feel safe and still have the same and similar level of service. We were happy to see that leadership go forward and have direction to help us fine-tune our departments and direct services to our residents to still have access to our parks and trails, green spaces. We did have a short shutdown of our playgrounds, which was by guidance from CDC and MDH.
Yeah, I remember them, all the playground equipment being wrapped up in snow fence.
Yes, so we did have that.
That went up quick, though, too. You guys worked really quick on that.
Yes, we have a really awesome park maintenance team that does a lot of work for being very short-staffed, so they really work hard to try to maintain and make our parks safe and accessible.
What I also like, too, is that when that order was lifted, the snow fence came down just about as fast as it went up. It seems to me like you understand that there was a need for having that situation in place, but then it was almost like the crew knew that, hey, we'd like to get this down because kids like to get out there and play. We don't want to hold them up any longer than we have to. So it's kind of nice to see that, you know, they work Park and Rec, so that's what they do, but they still keep the children kind of in the back of their minds as they're getting through stuff. It's like, well, we'll get to it in a little while. No, they were out there taking care of it.
Yes, our director, Chris Drinkins, does a great job at receiving and communicating information from our council, from our administration, and then acting on that and relating that to our maintenance supervisor as well as our maintenance team to try to provide the best level of service to our residents as we can.
They did a great job. One of the real downsides of the whole COVID thing is that you had a whole series of live events and gatherings and events scheduled that you actually had to just stop. And it wasn't like, well, we're going to phase them out. No, they had to stop right now. There was a lot of things that we wanted to do that we couldn't. What was it like in the Park and Rec Department as you're dealing with suspending these live events?
We are in the same boat as our community, get the information from our governor and executive orders the same time everyone else does, but we try to have plans in place to be prepared ahead of time to act and to communicate, having that open communication with all of our program partners, associations, and all of our vendors and sponsors ahead of time, even though we didn't have a direct answer for them, just letting them know that we were thinking about the options and possibilities and restrictions and how we were going to hopefully move forward in different direction.
Of course, a lot of this also entailed having to contact performing acts and let them know that the event that they were scheduled for has been canceled or suspended or whatever. Did you find a lot of difficulty or any difficulty at all in arranging or coordinating that with those signed acts?
This year, we were excited to kind of kick off our new way of doing music in the park, to have it every single Thursday evening from the beginning of June till the end of September, or beginning of October. However, that was affected.
Yeah.
To say the least. So we, a lot of the times, work directly with our program partners, and we've built really great partnerships over the year with our returning partners for our programming, such as Animals or Raptors in the Park, our story times. Mm-hmm. We have our partnerships with Carpenter Nature Center and with the Pleasant Hill Library, along with many vendors who help us get licensing and agreements and make other events happen, such as our movies in the park and music. So working with all of those new performance groups, whether with their agency or with them directly. For example, we have much larger groups, 20 to 30 piece groups, as well as, you know, 6-piece or 3-piece bands. Mm-hmm. The space at Levy is such a beautiful space, and it's so large that we love to fill up the pavilion for a really great show. So we find it difficult having soloists, but we definitely love having those larger acts perform. So just the communication as a whole with the band leader or with the agency itself, redoing agreements and contracts, replanning. We really wanted to stick with our groups that we had booked, because they too rely on income from the arts.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to continue with our partnership with them, just modifying how we go about it. One example is microphones. So I myself use a different microphone than the introducer for the band, as well as like the singer. And if that's not possible to some degree, we have sanitation supplies on site as well. So that's just one example of how we make our performers feel safe.
But they were generally good to work with because of the whole outbreak. It was handled in such a way that those acts would consider coming back at some future point.
Yes. So our programming for the whole month of June was basically scrapped due to COVID. However, we really want to continue those partnerships. So for example, our performances for the month of June is a partnership with the Metro Regional Arts Council, which is a very large sum grant that I applied for this winter, and then we were chosen, one of the hundreds and hundreds of applications that they received. So we were really excited about that, which was new as well, to receive funding for performances. As a part of a grant, you're required to submit your reports and data, so we'll have to book them next June of 2021.
Right.
So we're excited to still have that partnership with those artists.
The nice thing, though, is that COVID pandemic won't last forever, hasn't lasted forever. And I'm holding in my hands right now the Levy Park events guide for the rest of the summer. The Parks and Rec Department is, for lack of a better term, coming back to life a bit for public facing things. Like I say, you've always been kind of busy in the background coordinating and getting things going. So for the rest of the summer, what can we expect?
We are excited to be back in action and active in our community in Hastings for our residents and our visitors. So we're excited. We started the beginning of July and kicked off with our first Music in the Park, and then we will go till the end of September or possibly early October, depending on if we have any postponements due to rain or unfavorable weather. So we have a variety of events. We really like to provide all options for all demographics and ages in our community. For example, we have biking partnership with the National Park Service.
Yep.
We have our story time and our story walk at Levy Park to JC Park, which is a self-guided story along the riverfront. So we encourage people to come out any age and bike, walk, or row along the riverfront.
Sure.
And then our partnership with Swank Motion Pictures and Hastings Family Service and Ardent Mills to provide movies in the park, as well as various organizations such as Branch Line Church, Crossroads Church, the Hastings Hockey Association, and other local organizations to provide fun, contactless activities. activities before movies in the park to get families out and about beforehand. Our performances in the park, as mentioned, we have a partnership with Metro Regional Arts Council, Compass, who is a agency we work with for contracting performance groups, as well as Speed Manufacturing, who's been a consistent
and kind of a huge supporter. They've been with you through the whole
whole
thing for a number
Ardent
of years.
Mills
yes.
and yep. Speed Manufacturing have been great local supporters. We are very excited about our new support with the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund, who's funded our Music in the Park concert series, which made possible our new format for Music in the Park to happen every Thursday evening throughout the summer.
What was it last summer? Is that something that was going last summer every Thursday, or how did they do that last year?
Last summer, so when we first started back in 2016, we had Music in the Park once a month.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
after we heard feedback from our surveys and our outreach and just general authentic conversations and in-person feedback that they wanted to see more music. So we added two a month, and then we continued to do that for 2 years, and it was very consistent feedback that our community and visitors wanted more music. So we went to every Thursday evening in the park
nice.
This year. So we're very excited to offer that July, August, and September with rain dates built in for September in case we have unfavorable weather in July
sure.
and August. So you'll possibly see some add-ons on our social media for September music in the parks and bringing those bands that potentially we'll have a rain date in July or August. So our calendar is ever changing, whether it's for rain dates or for any new updates for our COVID, but we hope to not see too many changes.
The COVID outbreak has affected how we move forward, and everybody's using the term the new normal. With the new COVID restrictions and guidelines, I've noticed in a couple of the things that I've processed for, say, Music in the Park or Movies in the Park, that there are attendance limitations for the Rotary Pavilion and whatnot, and the ability to still observe or participate in an event. It doesn't mean once you hit the 250, you're done, but go over some of those restrictions and how you're working with those parameters in what you're doing for the city.
So our department as a whole and a city as a whole, specifically our programming, we put together a preparedness plan to make our program partners, vendors, sponsors, performers, as well as our audience feel safe by modifying our events. So we did have to cut off some of our events that weren't possible to bring to the community, or additions such as our bouncers for our party in the park, or,
oh, sure.
or those real close contact like relays or such
yep.
like that. Kids love them, so we're excited to bring them back in 2021. The layout for Levy Park, it's so well designed, and the space really makes it easy for our community to utilize the amphitheater seating as well as the green space surrounding Levy Park. So what we have done is added a defined event space, which is just simple cones marking throughout the park of our around 29,000 square feet, which allows for just a little over 250 to fit in that space with social distancing around each individual. However, that's a little forgiving because families sit very close together.
Sure.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, or grandma. That makes it even more welcoming because the families naturally spread out when they're bringing a picnic down or
right.
grab dinner from a local restaurant here in Hastings.
And it kind of works well too, because with all the Norse heritage in the area, they tend to separate anyway. There's, you know, it's not like we're in New York where everybody's used to being shoulder to shoulder. We're all from Sweden, Norway, Finland, you know, Northern Europe. Stay over there. Stay over there.
Yeah, so people are just kind of naturally being very cautious and mm-hmm. respectful of others.
Yep.
So we put that defined event space, simple cones throughout the park. We've also added a sanitation station. We are having our maintenance staff clean the bathrooms daily, as well as myself sanitizing on site during events, as well as all equipment being mindful of who and when they're using equipment. So we're staying separate and respectful and cautious of our equipment that we're using on site, whether it's sound equipment, supplies, or just general handout. We do have sanitation station right next to it. We're very thankful for Nine Eagles for providing us real quick customized signage for our parks, just reminding people of social distancing
sure.
and encouraging people to be close to those in their household rather than with others. and saying thank you for being cautious and creative in our programming that we can still offer this. Mm-hmm. And our limit currently under the executive order is up to 250 for outdoor entertainment.
And that's in that defined event space, correct?
Yes. Yep. So we had our first Music in the Park on July 9th, where we had 214 attend. And then we had quite a few groups of friends, you know, who's probably been going out to dinner or whatnot, mm-hmm. who, you know, bring a picnic down or bring a cooler down because we allow beer and wine and malt liquor in the parks. So people bring their favorite Spiral Brewery beer or seltzer down. So we do welcome that in our park. Pairs really well with our Music in the Park events. It's a really nice, simple, free evening you can spend outdoors with your family and friends.
Did you find it difficult to control the number of people in the defined space?
You know, I was uncertain, never having to control our audience size before. The more the merrier, we've said in the past. Mm-hmm. With our events, we've had up to 500 for our Music in the Parks. So this year, you know, we're uncertain since they're free and open to the public. We're never sure how many people will attend. However, within that defined event space, it allows for 250 to all social distance with 6 feet apart in front, behind, side to side. And people naturally kind of sit outside on the green space. We had some people park up in the parking lot, open their tailgate, and just have their pizza they got from downtown Hastings, have a tailgate night in our park.
But you found that it was easy to take care of that and maintain?
Yes, you know,
people were cooperative.
Other than people were very respectful, there was really no direct facilitation or direction needed from me. People just naturally were respectful to others, sat 6 feet from others they were not familiar with or who weren't in their household. And people naturally even sat outside the event space because there's a lot of viewable space along the hill.
Sure.
There, since Levy Park kind of naturally pans down toward the river.
It's kind of like a natural amphitheater all the way down to the riverbank.
Yes, yes. Well, in a normal year, we would have 250 on our amphitheater, which mm-hmm. seats 250 on our amphitheater, which still allows for a little space between people. But this year, we're expanding it throughout our defined event space, which is around 29,000 square feet on each side, and utilizing that green space throughout the park. So it has been working out very well, and we hope to see more of our community down there, and we will be continuing to follow any new information we get from the state CDC and MDH guidelines.
Well, Paige, the 20 minutes has flown right on by. I'd like to give you an opportunity to just provide some contact information if people have questions or want to know what's going on.
Absolutely. Please feel free to contact our department. I am the main contact there as well at the front desk. My number is 651-480-6182. And then my email is P for Paige, Marshall, MarschAll at hastingsmn.gov. And all of our updated information can be found on our hastingsmn.gov website, as well as our social media, Facebook events, and Twitter and Instagram updates as well.
I'd like to thank Paige Marshall-Bigler for coming in and sitting down with us and providing us some information on what's going on with Levy Park events for the summer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built your fight.